Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and that school bell tells us it's time for class, so be getting to your seats. And this being a Monday, every fifth program lands on a Monday. And I've started a special feature last Monday about reading from the old church bulletin. As the preacher of the Rock Cliff Church of Christ, I write a bulletin article almost every week. And then in my preaching, I preach pretty much from that bulletin article. It's somewhat of a preview or summary of my sermon. And so even though we're studying about the book of Judges and the time of the Judges, and we're really in the middle of reading one of the longest chapters in the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 28, about the blessings and cursings that would come upon Israel depending on whether they followed God and His commandments, or whether they went their own way and chased after idols. But I'm going to take a break from that, and I plan to do this every Monday and read from the old church bulletin. And this was part of a bulletin that I wrote and a sermon that I preached about good King Hezekiah and his restoration movement. Let me read that to you. It is written of Hezekiah, he did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. He trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. He clave unto the Lord. He departed not from following him, but kept his commandments, and the Lord was with him. 2 Kings 18:3-7. This was not written of his God-forsaking father, Ahaz. The mother of Hezekiah was Abijah. It is said that her name means Father is Jehovah. Perhaps he learned godliness from her. From his youth, he would have heard the preaching of Isaiah, if you'll check with Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 1. Hezekiah became sick unto death. Isaiah came to him and said, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. 2 Kings 20 and verse 1. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years. 2 Kings 20:2-6. While Hezekiah was king in Jerusalem, the Assyrians came to the northern tribes and carried them away into captivity. To prepare for the Assyrian siege against Jerusalem, Hezekiah had a conduit built to the spring of Gihon to supply the water, to supply the city with water. It is possible to walk through this tunnel to this day, and my father-in-law did so on his visit to Jerusalem. Sennacherib brought his Assyrian army against Jerusalem and sent Hezekiah a letter boasting that none of the gods of the other cities had spared them against the Assyrians, and neither would Hezekiah's God deliver Jerusalem. Hezekiah took the letter to the temple, spread it before the Lord, and prayed, save thou us, I beseech thee, out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. 2 Kings 19:14-19. God sent word back to Hezekiah through Isaiah, saying, I have heard thee. By the way he came, the same shall he return, and he shall not come into this city. 2 Kings 19:20-33. Then we read, it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed, and went, and returned, and dwelt at Nineveh. 2 Kings 19:35-36. Hezekiah was 25 years old when he began to reign in Jerusalem, and he reigned for 29 years, 2 Chronicles 29:1. In 2 Chronicles 29 through 31, we read that in the first year of Hezekiah's reign, he had the people cleanse the temple, reconsecrate it, invite their brethren from the northern tribes to keep the Passover with them, restored the keeping of the Passover, and removed the shrines of the false gods from the high places. They did this according to the commandment of the king by the word of the Lord, 2 Kings Chronicle 29:15. According to the commandment of David and of God the king's seer and Nathan the prophet, for the commandment was of the Lord by his prophet, 2 Chronicles 29:25. To do the commandment of the king and of the princes by the word of the Lord, 2 Chronicles 30 and verse 12. According to the law of Moses, the man of God, 2 Chronicles 30 and verse 16. As it is written in the law of the Lord, 2 Chronicles 31:3. That they might give themselves to the law of the Lord, 2 Chronicles 31:4. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judea, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord God. And in every work that he began, in the service of the house of God, and in the law, and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. 2 Chronicles 31:20-21. This was a restoration movement. Hezekiah led the people to restore the temple and the ancient order of their worship by doing all things according to the word of the Lord. Some laughed them to scorn and mocked them, 2 Chronicles 29:10. They may have called them Hezekiahites. Nevertheless, there was great joy in Jerusalem. For since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there was not the like in Jerusalem, 2 Chronicles 30 and verse 26. Following Hezekiah's example, we can restore the Church of Christ and the ancient order of its worship by doing all things according to the New Testament. Some may mock at this, but all who faithfully follow through will have great joy. Well, if you had come to Rockcliff that Sunday morning, you would have received that bulletin and have been able to preview the sermon then that I preached. We invite you to come anytime you can and visit us. It's one of our assemblies. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, having had that special feature on this 500th class session of this Bible school, we're going to return to the reading in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 47, how God had warned them what would happen. And we're going to see a lot of these things take place in the book of Judges. Now let's follow along. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 47. Because thou servest not Jehovah thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, by reason of the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies that Jehovah shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. For he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he hath destroyed thee. Jehovah will bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, and they shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young, and shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy ground until thou be destroyed. That also shall not leave thee grain and new wine or oil, the increase of thy cattle or the young of thy flock, until they have caused thee to perish. And they shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fortified walls come down wherein thou trustest throughout all the land. And they shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land which Jehovah thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, whom Jehovah thy God hath given thee, in the siege and in the distress wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee. The man that is tender among you, and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children whom he hath remaining, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the distress wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate women among you, who would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh from between her feet, and toward her children whom she shall bear. For she shall eat them for want of things secretly in the siege, and in the distress wherein thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear his glorious and fearful name, Jehovah thy God, then Jehovah will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plague of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sickness, and of long continuance. And he will bring upon thee again all the disease of Egypt which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will Jehovah bring upon thee, until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou didst not hearken unto the voice of Jehovah thy God. And it shall come to pass that as Jehovah rejoiced over you to do you good and multiply you, so Jehovah will rejoice over you to cause you to perish and to destroy you. And ye shall be plucked off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And Jehovah will scatter thee among all peoples from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. And there thou shalt serve other gods which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, and there shall be no rest for the sole of thy foot. But Jehovah will give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and pining of soul, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. And thou shalt fear night and day, and shall have no assistance of thy life, assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would it were even, and in the even thou shalt say, would it were morning. For the fear of thine heart which thou shalt fear, for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And Jehovah will bring thee into Egypt again with ships by the way thereof. I said unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall sell yourselves into your enemies for bondmen and for bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Oh, the Lord was fierce in his warnings, wasn't he, against Israel, if they would forsake him? And we're going to see repeatedly in Judges and in the history of Israel, that is what they did.